In the studio with us now, speaking of traffic, Kimberly Smith is back, safety press officer with PennDOT District 3O. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in. I've learned so much from all of our conversations. And you brought one of your peers in the safety field. Michael Deal is back. He's the program coordinator with the Highway Safety Network. So welcome back, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. We have so much to talk about. This is our back-to-school program. Lots of folks, the kids are probably cringing, you know, hey, it's only August 5th. But in 2 weeks, kids will be back. You know, school buses will be rolling. So it's they start earlier and earlier. And so that means some safety messages are important. So let's start with you folks. Just, I guess, an opening statement. You want folks to kind of be aware that it is 2 weeks away. It's not months away anymore.
Right. Especially if you don't have children. You might not be thinking about it being back to school time, but we want you to be aware and be looking for those children who are walking to school, riding their bike to school, or even for school buses. Be looking out for those as well coming up here in the next few weeks.
And Mike, do you get out more? More people summon you? More work to do? More information to spread out when the back to school time is underway?
Oh, absolutely. Once school starts to pick up here, we'll be in the schools doing a lot of school bus safety programs for the kids, letting them know how to be safe while they're on the bus, as well as how to be safe when they're walking out around the bus.
All right, well, that's important. Yeah, this is a lot of information. A bus might be a through line through a lot of this information. So kind of let's launch into it. So what is top of the mind? Back to school means sharing the road. Mike, what this is just for motorists. This is sort of what Kimberly said, this idea that if you don't have a student, you might not be thinking about it.
Yeah, so if you don't have a student, you're not always considering school bus patterns, school bus routes, or kids being along the side of the road because it's not something that you're dealing with on a daily basis. But once school starts to pick back up, that's when we start to see these kids standing along the edge of the road. And we want motorists to be mindful of those students who are waiting to be picked up. Obeying the speed limit in school zones is extremely important. And being on the lookout for students who may be crossing streets, you know, slow down for your crosswalks because these kids are going to be crossing trying to get to school. Other things we like to tell people is when you're dropping students off at their schools, don't double park. It blocks visibility for other children and vehicles. Try not to unload or load kids across the street from the school. And if possible, try and carpool to just reduce the amount of traffic around the school.
All right, so those are the sound pieces of advice. Is there a go-to place, maybe your website, where some of this is talked about?
Yeah, a lot of this stuff you can find at the National Safety Council website, and you can also find this information on PennDOT's website.
All right, what is your website?
Our website is PA Traffic Safety. But most of this information you're going to be better off probably looking on PennDOT's website, and that's going to be PennDOT.gov/safety.
All right. He took your website, but
that's right.
What it is,
PennDOT.gov. Yep. So once you go to the regular PennDOT website, you can click on travel and PA and then safety also if you don't go through the / safety. And then you can search by topic. So if you're interested in seatbelts or teen drivers or mature drivers, you can just click on the topic and get a lot of useful information.
This might be sound advice all the time. It seems to me that even driving to work as early as I do sometimes in the morning, every once in a while I'll see a kid's out on a bike, you know, that they're changing location in the middle of the night, or a deer are certainly common. I mean, even in town now you find deer. So this idea that you're sharing the road with children, bicyclists, pedestrians, and buses are going to be part of a later conversation. That should be top of the mind all the time.
It really should be. Sometimes I think people think that other types of transportation shouldn't be on the road, such as bicycles, Amish buggies, things like that. But it really is about sharing the road. They have every right to be on the road as much as we do. In fact, we want adults and children over the age of 12 to be riding on the road, because when you're riding a bicycle, you are a vehicle. So you should be riding the same direction as traffic, obeying those traffic signals, stop signs, things like that. And of course, when you're riding a bike to school or to work or wherever you are riding a bike, we want you to wear bright color clothing. We want you to always wear a bicycle helmet, no matter how old you are. Pennsylvania law states that if you're under the age of 12, you must wear a helmet, but it's safest for everybody to wear a helmet. And basically, if you are a motorist, we want you also to be looking for bicycles and give them 4 feet of space. That is a law. You must give them 4 feet of space, and it is legal to cross the WLO line to do that as long as no other cars are coming toward you, and it's safe to do that. If a car is coming toward you, then you must slow down and stay behind that bicycle until it is safe to pass.
Well, and I think when you talk about sharing the road, you mentioned school zones, or I think Mike mentioned school zones. I think that that's where kids do get hit. Mm-hmm. You know, you're saying, I'm a safe driver, I'm looking out, and there's no kids around. But this is where it is going to happen, if it's going to happen.
Right, right. So no child has died on a school bus as a passenger since 1991 in Pennsylvania. We have had children get hit getting on or off the bus by cars not paying attention to the stop zone, or kids crossing out not safely in front of the bus. So we want to encourage everybody to be always looking for that, especially when you see a bus. Please obey the school bus stopping law. It's a matter of life and death.
All right, so those are some of the things to keep in mind, that you're not the only individual. You mentioned Amish buggies. You got mm-hmm. kids on bikes. Well, you got adults on bikes, too. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the other thing is watch out for the unexpected. These are sort of, you know, there's going to be kids here. You know there's going to be buses out. But the unexpected, you know, a kid's skateboard or something, or a bicycle or an animal or something.
Yeah, there's always going to be things out there that you just don't expect to happen, whether it be somebody walking who decides they're going to cross mid-block, or maybe there's somebody on a bicycle and they're a little uneasy on that bicycle. We see a lot of that kind of stuff, and that's something that motorists need to be vigilant about. So we want to remind motorists to be vigilant when you're driving and keep your head up and your phone down.
All right. And if you ever do it as I do, which is watch some of these videos on YouTube from time to time where they show various hazards and wheels falling off, strange things do happen on the road. And there always seems to be somebody videotaping. So, what needs to happen?
Yeah, that's true.
Are going to walk to work or walk in the downtown school. What's some sound advice as it relates mm-hmm. to pedestrians?
Sure. So, if you want to wear, buy in the market, have some black and gray so you don't wear walking. I'll start the other was wearing black and gray. So, of course, you can see the lady with the nice bright pink shirt on right away. And just makes you more visible. If you are walking, you should be that way. You know that they're seeing you and you see them. If you are coming toward you and they're still to walk facing traffic, if you are texting, not aware of what's going on, or even not on traffic, you have to take a call or stop walking, reply to your text, and then continue to walk.
Keep your head up walking down the street.
You're not paying attention to what you're doing.
Almost, there was a car stopped in the crosswalk. Kids walking up but looking at the cell phone, you know, maybe with a mute. About to walk into the and finally looked up and parked across the crosswalk, which you're probably not supposed to do, right? You shouldn't.
Not parking spots next to.
Keep your head up in your place for pedestrians. Any other pedestrian with young kids or anything along that?
Walking with young children, try and keep your children adult. This is going to give you more over the kids, because we want to try and make sure to tell parents that if you're walking your child to school, keep and just make sure that they're going to be safe walkers at a young age. Practice those good safe walking.
Pedestrians, mm-hmm. What does that mean? Not just in a cross.
Yeah, so vehicles, especially in crosswalks. Pedestrian approaching a crown when approaching, paying attention to where pedestrians walks there for that increased distance, obeying the laws.
Obeying the road and pedestrian safety tips. Kimberly has given us a great series of talking points to go over. The next segment we're going to talk and all kinds of information about buses for having a student wait for a bus this morning. And Kimberly Smith is a safety press officer at PennDOT District 3. In the studio, Kimberly Smith is here, safety press officer from PennDOT District 3O, and Michael Deal, the program coordinator for the Highway Safety Network. In our first segment, we talked about just general advice about sharing the road, being aware of, you know, buggies and deer and skateboards and bikes and cars and kids and everything else out on the road all the time. And during school time, buses joined that mix, and pedestrian safety tips. We talked about how to maybe be a little bit safer as a pedestrian. How about students who ride their bicycle to mm-hmm. school? school. Kimberly?
Right. So we want to remind them of safe biking tips. And we want to also remind parents to talk to even your older children about this, because you might have taught them this when they were in kindergarten or first grade. But it's good to refresh their memory on those safety tips. So for bicyclists, we want them to wear bright colored clothing or reflective clothing. Helps the motorists see them better. You want to teach them to ride with traffic. When they are riding their bike to school on the road, they are a vehicle and should be following with the flow of traffic and also obeying traffic signals, stop signs, that sort of thing. You always want to wear a bike helmet. So Pennsylvania law states that anybody under the age of 12 must wear a helmet, but we want everybody to wear a helmet for safety. And you just want to be vigilant and be aware of where you're riding and of the traffic around you. I've seen people on bicycles playing with their phones or making phone, you know, having a phone call or even texting while they're riding a bike, and I don't know how they do it because I couldn't be able to do it, but we certainly don't want you doing that because you really do need to be paying attention to traffic.
Don't tell me they were chewing gum also.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if a woman can't multitask that, then men shouldn't even nearly attempt it, because that's a sure disaster waiting to happen. I can ride with no hands, so I like to text and ride with no hands without my helmet. So I'd like to be I want to be on your poster.
I'm gonna pull over when I see you, Mark, and give you a lecture.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I don't think my lovely bride would let me. We ride bike a lot, but we try to be pretty observant of all these good rules. Okay, so you want motorists to be aware of bicycles, and that's a brought up topic on this show quite a bit, and also for making sure that bicyclists observe some of the rules. I always kind of, when I was younger on a bicycle, we just did whatever we want. We went wherever we want. We never really paid attention. Now there's a lot more traffic. It's probably sound advice to really pay attention to the rules.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when I was a kid, it was not uncommon for me to jump on a bicycle and just take off. But with the increase in vehicles that are out there and the increase in distractions out there, it's important for bicyclists to be mindful of traffic and make eye contact with, you know, passing motorists. Be aware of where you are on the road. It's also extremely important for motorists to be mindful of bicyclists. And when passing somebody on a bicycle, make sure to leave that 4 feet between the car and the cyclist and reduce your speed when you're passing them, because you don't know what that bike's going to do.
All right, yeah. Riding erratically is something a lot of riders do. So, and sometimes unintentionally, if you go too slow, you have to, you know, move left or right to get your balance again. All right, so let's move on to school bus safety. Some tips for students. Kimberly was so kind to do sort of the frequently asked questions version of some of this information. So the tips for students, Mike, if you don't mind, you can just read that as a list. I think we'd hate to miss something important in there, if you don't mind.
Sure. So tips for students are to walk when you're going to the bus stop. You never want to run to the bus stop. Never run to catch a bus after it pulls out. While waiting on the bus, stay away from traffic. Line up at least 5 giant steps away from the roadway. Walk at least 10 feet in front of the bus when crossing the street so the bus driver can see you. Never cross the street behind the bus. Wait until all traffic has stopped before stepping out onto the road. That one is extremely important. Never put your head, arms, or hands out of the window of the bus. Never stop and pick up a dropped item without getting permission from the bus driver first, which again is a big one because most of our students are much smaller than our buses. Those buses' hoods are very hard to see over for the driver, and as soon as you lean down, you practically disappear. So it's important that if you do drop something, students, please walk over to the bus driver and ask them if you can retrieve it. Never, ever bend down in front of the bus.
It must be nerve-wracking to be a bus driver. You see on the front of the buses now, there's what, that 6-foot bar that kind of extends out? That helps out?
Yes. The stop arm that sticks out the front of the bus actually keeps children a safe distance from the bus when crossing. That allows the optimum distance for the bus driver to be able to see the child crossing the road.
Is that a requirement in Pennsylvania?
Yes, it is a requirement, that in the stop sign that pops out by the driver's window.
Okay, so those are things the buses have to do to be in compliance with the state laws. All right, the school bus stopping law, you're a motorist and you come across a stopped bus. What are sort of the guidelines there?
Right. So Pennsylvania school bus stopping law states that all motorists must stop at least 10 feet away from school buses that have their red lights flashing and their stop arm extended. So they must stop when they are behind the bus, when they're meeting the bus, or they're approaching an intersection where a bus is stopped. Motorists following alongside or traveling alongside a school bus must also stop until the red lights have stopped flashing, the stop arm is withdrawn, and all children have reached safety. The only time it's permissible to continue on your way is if there is a physical barrier on the other side of the road from the bus. So if you are traveling north and the bus is stopped on the south side of the road, if there's a physical barrier, a grassy median, a concrete barrier, something like that, that would prevent a child from walking across to your lanes of traffic, then you can proceed at that time.
Right, so that's a rarity around here, but I think of course, Route 54 maybe would have that, maybe a section of Route 11 somewhere might have a barrier between it.
Right. Typically, they're on your higher volume roads. Interstate 80, of course, you don't want anybody walking across that, but that would have a physical barrier. You have that grassy median in between the two lanes, if you want to vision that. Of course, concrete barrier. Sometimes you have the raised concrete curb in the center. That counts as well.
Oh,
but if a child can walk across the street all the way across to your lane, then you have to stop. So when in doubt, always stop.
All right. And bus drivers help in the enforcement. Is that a true statement?
That is true. Mm-hmm. They have the ability to report a driver to the police. The police don't have to be on hand to catch that. So if the bus driver is able to get your license plate, they can report you and you can get a citation in the mail. And a lot of those buses have cameras now to catch that information.
Oh, okay. So they would have a dash cam or every other direction of cam. So those are the sound advice. And again, you keep this bus information on your website, PennDOT.gov/safety.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be there. And the North Central, Highway Safety Network's website, again, please, Mike?
That website is patrafficsafety.org.
And if I see on your list here, frequently asked questions, a $250 fine, which isn't the end of the world, but 5 points on your driving record, that would be what, automatic test?
I think 6 points is the automatic test, but it's an automatic 60-day suspension of your license if you're caught passing a school bus. So that alone is, you know, reason enough. The most important thing is the safety of the children. So, like I said, when you're in doubt, always stop.
All right, so this is sound advice, and again, we have the frequently asked questions list from Kimberly. She compiled this, and I guess, Mike, you concur with this list. I guess that's what you get to do when these lists come up.
Yeah, when these come up, I get to say, that sounds good to me.
All right, fabulous. Well, good. Well, yeah, you've been at the job about 6 years or so?
Almost 5 years.
Almost 5 years, and you haven't done one full year yet, right?
I'm just under a year right now.
We remember Tara. She's got a promotion, so that took care of her, but we appreciate that. All right, we have a moment left. Let's talk about the Herndon Senior Action Center. That is today.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll both be at that, correct?
Yes, we'll be at that along with Deb Urban from Geisinger, and we're doing a car fit program, which is a program designed to work with the seniors actually sitting in their car and showing them the safest position to be, how to adjust their mirrors properly, how far back to be from the airbag that comes out, and just kind of some general safety to help them drive longer in a safe way.
All right, when they learn to drive, most likely, anyway, the cars didn't have an airbag, so, you know, some people like to be really close to the steering wheel. Mike, you're going to be at the West End Fair this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday we'll be at the West End Fair from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is part of their Kids Day, so we'll be out there with some safety information and some fun games for the kids to play that teach them safe practices.
And you're headed to Mount Carmel this weekend
For the Deppin Day, yes. That is from 10 to 4, and I'm going to be there alongside a PennDOT truck for a Touch the Truck style event for the children, but I'm also going to have some concussion goggles and different games and prizes to give away, too.
Ooh, brand new big 10-wheel dump truck. Is that what you're expecting?
I'm not sure what's coming, but I'm expecting a large piece of equipment for sure.
No, maybe Mike will want to switch there. The new 10-wheel trucks are awful nice.
They are. I am thinking about switching there.
And all kinds of automation, and you almost need two operators for the darn thing now. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. These safety information interviews I find very helpful to me as a driver. I always keep my hands at 10 and 2 for the next couple weeks after these interviews because and stay extra vigilant. So thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Michael Deal, Program Coordinator with Highway Safety Network, and Kimberly Smith, a PennDOT Safety Press Officer with PennDOT District 3O.